around a small audience at about 500,000 or something like that. So take it away, Mr. Choudhary.
Good afternoon. I suppose I should start with a controversial statement, because that's probably what you expect from me anyway. I'm sure most of the people here are here because they don't accept democracy in the way that it is formed today. But I can tell you that I'm probably the only one here who has an alternative system or way of life. Because democracy, however you like to form it, are human beings making laws. This is the meaning of democracy. And most of the poets and the speakers and the other lecturers today, they will give you an alternative where people make the laws. Whereas I will say to you that from the beginning, when God created man, there have always been two camps. A camp which believes that sovereignty and supremacy belongs to man, and a camp that believes that sovereignty and supremacy belongs to God. And I am in that camp. And the other thing that makes me unique today is that the system that I will present to you today has been implemented in this world. There are many ideas, many philosophies, many, if you like, isms and schisms that people present to you, but they have no example. They have never been implemented in the history of mankind. Whereas if you look at Islam and the Sharia, it was implemented for over 1,300 years. Indeed, when we look now in the world to places like Syria and Iraq, you find that people say that they have established the Khilafah. The Khilafah is the Islamic ruling system. In 15 minutes, I cannot tell you the ages out of the Sharia way of life, but I can certainly give you a taste of how the Sharia would be different for Denmark than what you have today. And there is no doubt that we disagree with democracy as much as the next person. In Britain, we have unemployment, we have poverty, our youth don't have any ambitions, there is rampant crime, exploitation, and that's not only in England and Denmark, right around the world, we are looking for alternatives. We want an alternative. An alternative that provides the basic needs for every citizen, man, woman, Muslim or non-Muslim, child or adult. We want a system that protects your life, your honor, your dignity, that provides for you the basic needs and gives you dignity as human beings. Now what I say to you is that there is a system. They will not teach you about this system in Denmark, in the university and the colleges, because you grow up in Denmark learning about your own Danish history. But if you look a little bit further in Europe, you will find that in the heart of Spain, for over 800 years, the Muslims, the Jews, the Christians lived side by side under the Sharia in Andalusia. The same churches, the same synagogues, the same mosques built, standing over 1,000 years. It was not our policy to ethnically cleanse other cultures and other civilizations. Rather, we want to live side by side with the Christians and Jews. But we want an alternative system. A system where in ruling, the government doesn't say one thing at the elections and then do something else for 4 or 5 years. We need a government that does what it promises to do. Provide the basic needs. Protect the life, the honor, the dignity of all citizens. An economic system where they don't use euphemisms like, for example, quantitative easing in order to build invisible wealth. We need real wealth. For example, under the Sharia, we use the golden standard. Now, you may know that in some countries, for example, even in America, in some states, they've gone back to the gold standard as their own currency, because 1 gram of gold is worth the same amount in 1,000 years' time. It will cut out inflation. We need a system where the invisible wealth, pensions, insurance, stocks, shares, are eradicated for tangible wealth, for the real effort of human beings. That is what we're calling for. And we need a social system where people are not exploited. Today we find that so of recession, in a time of depression, gambling, alcohol, drugs, prostitution. I know about it. It's rampant not only in Denmark, in the whole of Europe, even in our own countries. They exploit human beings. The only way of life on this planet which will eradicate alcohol, I know it's hard, alcohol, and gambling, and usury, and pornography, and this exploitation of the man and the woman is Islam. And don't think to yourself that it's too hard to give up alcohol. Before the Messenger of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to this earth, they used to drink heavily. And Allah said in the Quran, there is some good in alcohol, but the evil outweighs the good. And the people gave it up. How much of your crime, how much of your national health service is wasted on things like alcohol and drugs and exploitation? There's a non-alcoholic there already converted. And not only in this field, but also in other fields, in the judiciary. Did you know, for example, in Islam, you are not at the mercy of 12 people in the jury who know nothing about the law, who look at you and they say, this man is guilty even before they hear the evidence. We need a judiciary which is governed by people who know the law, who judge people according to the law, who are dispassionate, objective. That does not happen in our own courts. We have biased juries, biased judges, a biased police force, a biased government. Whatever law you want to govern by, you want to make sure the people who judge you, they judge you according to the law and they know about the law. That is what Islam says. It is better for 10 people who are guilty to walk than for one person who is innocent to be behind bars. That is the judiciary that we are calling for. And there is a conflict between two civilizations. Whether we like it or not, there is a conflict. And conflict can be seen in the fields of Abu Naj in Iraq, in the mountains of Fallujah, and in Afghanistan, and now we can see it as well. In other places in Syria, two civilizations fighting ideologically, militarily, economically, fighting for power. And the problem is that we have is a lack of understanding. People do not understand the Muslims. Maybe the Muslims do not understand the non-Muslims. But I bring to you a message where the Muslims and the non-Muslims can live side by side. Where our own religion, our life can be protected. There was one Jew recently who gave a lecture, I think at the Vanderbilt University, maybe I mispronounced the name of the university. He said if it was not for the Islamic State in history, maybe the Jewry would have been wiped out. Because at one time or another, all Jews lived under the Sharia, under the Islamic State. And it was never the policy of the Muslims to eradicate other cultures and civilizations. Sadly, the same cannot be said about the Muslims in Gaza, or the Muslims in Serbia, or the Muslims in Burma, or the Muslims in Chechnya, or the Muslims in Gujarat. We are rising against tyranny and against oppression. We want a way of life where we can protect all of the citizens, all of our way of life. The judiciary, the foreign policy, the ruling system, all of this should be according to the divine law, according to the divine law of God. And we are not that different in terms of Christians and Jews and Muslims. I know that this is what they say a Christian comes from. But I ask you the question, that if Jesus was alive today, do you think he would stand with the Israelis or the Palestinians? If Jesus was alive today, do you think he would stand with the Russians or the people in Chechnya? With the Chinese or the people in the Xinjiang province? Do you think he would stand with Bashar al-Assad or the Syrian people who are rising against the regime propped up by the Americans and British and armed by them? I ask you, you know the answer to that. You know how corrupted your governments are. We say that globally we need to remove the tyranny, the oppression of man-made law and go back to the divine law, go back to the law which treats you as a human being. We are equal in the eyes of God. Don't listen to the lies. The women are not second-class citizens in Islam. The man and the woman are equal in the eyes of God. Both of them equal in the law, in the judiciary. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not exploit the woman you want to employ her for her effort. Sadly, nowadays, we were just driving today, you cannot walk past one of these billboards without to see a naked woman, or part of a naked woman, or part of a naked man, to sell items, whether that be a car or clothing. That is the exploitation of the men and the women in this society. So we say we need a civilization where both the man and the woman are not exploited. We need a civilization where I can take my children down the road in Copenhagen and not be embarrassed because of the pictures of the naked men and women being exploited for monetary gain. We need a civilization where we can live in a street where the crime is not rampant because of the drugs and the alcohol, where you don't have streets where the women need to sell their own bodies in order to make a living. Why is it that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer? Why is it that we have so much wealth and yet we don't have the basic needs for the majority of the people? Why is it that you cannot live in any major city, in any European country, on the minimum wage? Surely there is something wrong with our economy. Surely there is something wrong with the way that our own system functions. That is why we say, provide the basic needs. This is what Islam says. Provide the basic needs for every single citizen, whether you are working or not working. I have 1 minute. 50 seconds now. So in conclusion, I would say to you, I invite you to think about Islam, and I invite you as well to read about Islam, read about the Messenger of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you fear something, seek knowledge about it. Maybe you'll realize that you fear from the truth. May Allah accept from me my own actions today, and may He pass the message, inshallah, to the hearts of the people here and those listening on the radio. Wa akhir da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thank you very much.